7. Keep meetings short. Ideally, a meeting should be the length of a sitcom episode, not a film by Martin Scorsese. Bartleby's law is that 80% of the time of 80% of the people at meetings is wasted. If you doubt the numbers, have a think about the last big meeting you attended. Did everyone speak, or was the discussion dominated by a small subset? How many people were gazing at their phones? A lot of people attend meetings out of a sense of duty, or FOMO, that's fear of missing out. And what is the purpose of the meeting? If it is just to update people on progress, that can be done in an email or in a one-to-one conversation, which has the added benefit of allowing you to talk to your staff. Big meetings involving all the staff should be reserved for big news like acquisitions or layoffs. 8. Drop the team-building exercises. Paintballing in the woods, tackling an army assault course, constructing a model of the Empire State Building from matchsticks. No one wants to do this stuff. They don't want to go to an away day weekend either. They would much rather be at home with their families. Why not build a team by introducing its members and explaining what you want each of them to do? It is a lot cheaper. It also wastes a lot less of everybody's valuable time. Will following these 8 rules lead to instant business success? Of course not. None of this will work if the company lacks an attractive product or a decent business plan. But these rules might just make your firm a more efficient and pleasant place to work. And that is a reasonable goal for 2020.